It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Apologies, we're a bit late today, but we just are. No, I'm not apologising, actually. Why should we apologise? But we're late anyway. So you've all, it's like they've been all waiting in the waiting room of the doctors.
Oh, I hate waiting in the waiting room of the doctors.
So do I. Snap.
Hate it.
Snap.
One of my pet hates.
Yeah. Now, I've mentioned before, and we're not going to go down that road, but I've mentioned before, because I'm not a medical card holder, because I pay for my health, I shouldn't have to wait in the doctor's waiting room. But I do. And
it is a conversation for another day.
But have you noticed, I don't know if your doctor is, your doctor like my doctor, the one thing I did used to like about the doctor's waiting room back in the day was the magazines.
Yes.
So my doctor, God rest him, no, he's not dead. My doctor was a big fan of National Geographic and golf. So that's the two things he's into, wildlife and golf.
Okay.
And obviously saving people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he used to have copies of the National Geographic there, which is a lovely magazine. It's a great magazine, isn't it?
It is.
No, you wouldn't even know what it is.
Of course you do.
What's it about?
There's birds on the front. I like any magazine with birds on the front.
Oh, that's FHM.
No.
Completely different magazine.
It had birds on the front.
No, it didn't. So what sort of doctors did you... Well, I'll tell you a story about that in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But he used to be into golf. Or what am I saying used to be? The man is still alive. But after COVID...
Yeah, magazines were a thing of the past.
So when COVID came along, he got rid of all the magazines. And I was like, Doc, bring them back when COVID is over. And he won't bring them back now. And it makes...
But in fairness, some of them... were manky. They were manky because everybody walked into the office and they're flicking through them and they were manky.
Wiping their nose and stuff like that. I know, but the waiting experience now in the waiting room, and our doctor as well, doesn't play music over the tannoy.
Oh, really?
No, there's no music at all.
No telly, no nothing?
No, there's no telly in the waiting room and it's quite a salubrious GP office.
Salubrious.
Ah, yeah, it's a very, very high class.
What, like chandeliers and stuff?
Oh, so chandeliers. But it's the waiting room is not, it's not friendly and welcoming. That's all I'm saying. So there's no TV.
Because there's no magazines. That's the only reason.
Yeah, because I used to love reading the magazines. So you see what golfers, how's, well, it wouldn't be Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus hasn't swung a golf club in many years since he swung a golf club.
Years.
Yeah. Well, who name a big golfer at the moment?
Tiger. Oh, no, he's not good. He's not big anymore. Rory.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, Rory. Well,
can you name another golfer? Go on.
Your man.
Bluff your way through golf. Come on, Adrian.
Your man, DeChambeau.
DeChambeau?
Yeah, that's his name, yeah.
Okay, DeChambeau.
Yeah.
We'll go with that there.
Yeah, DeChambeau. Is that his name?
No, it's not, but we'll go with that anyway.
It is. DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Bryson, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Bryson DeChambeau, yeah.
What?
Yeah, there. Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
That's his name.
Anyway, you used to be able to read the magazines and see what's going on in the world of sport and golf, and then you'd be able to read the National Geographic. Now you can do nothing. You're just sitting in the waiting room going, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, and nothing.
But I don't know about you, but I find this device here actually does the job.
No, it does the job perfectly well. It's not the same.
You can use your mobile phone while...
look here, Darren, we've obviously tickled Darren's testicles because he's naming a lot of golfers that he knows. John Rahm. Yes, John Rahm is another golfer.
Good golfer, yeah, good golfer.
Why is he good? So where's John Rahm from, Adrian?
I don't know. Where's DeChambeau from?
But he's French, isn't he, DeChambeau?
He's actually not French, you fool.
Oh, is he not?
He's American.
Oh.
Bryson DeChambeau. Bryce. Yeah, he's American.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
No, you were.
DeChambeau, great player.
No, we were over the golf now. We're over the golf. About the magazines.
Yeah, sorry, you can use your mobile phone while you're sitting in the doctor's waiting room. No big deal. Look.
Oh, no.
And you can even go to the National Geographic website if that's...
It's not... I like flicking.
Yeah, but...
I'll be honest, I get why
they've gotten rid of the magazines for once and for all, because they're manky.
Tomorrow's podcast, ladies and gentlemen, should they bring magazines back to the waiting room? Now, I will say this. I was in a waiting room, a medical waiting room, not too long ago, and they had dirty magazines on the table.
Dirty magazines?
Dirty magazines.
Why are you whispering that?
Because it's a bit embarrassing.
What sort of dirty magazines?
But what do you mean? What kind? The ones with...
You were in a waiting room.
Yes, I was in a waiting room.
And in the waiting room, they had dirty magazines.
They had dirty magazines.
Name the magazines.
Well, I can't name the magazines, but they were of pornographic material.
In a doctor's waiting room.
But it wasn't really a doctor's waiting room. I had to give a specimen.
A specimen?
Stop repeating everything I'm saying. I was asked to produce a specimen.
What sort of a specimen? A whistling specimen.
No, no, what is... By the way, if it makes that noise, you should
big problems. Yeah,
probably going.
You had to give. I get it. I get it now. I know what it is.
So here we. Here's where Adrian says something that it isn't completely, and then people will think it's funny, and it actually isn't funny. Go on. I know what it is. Go on. What is it?
You were donating to a sperm bank.
No, nobody wants my sperm.
Why?
Because.
Oh, it's useless sperm, isn't it?
Before that happened. Okay. Before people start making up their own stories about this, I'd never have gone to a... By the way, if you go to a sperm bank, you have to pay maintenance on the kids.
No.
But they're your kids.
Yeah, but you still don't.
How come?
That's why.
Why?
Because you're donating to somebody who desperately wants a child.
Yeah, no, happy days. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. But it's your child.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for
it. What's the point in that, then?
That's ridiculous. By the way, we're sorting out the whole topics for this week. So, magazines... In doctor's rooms.
They're gone.
The fact that you can make a baby and you don't have to pay for it, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat dad.
No, you're actually helping somebody.
No. I can't stand over that, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think sperm donors should have to pay for the upper...
Like, then you'd have no sperm donors. Who wants to voluntarily walk in and say, I'd love to pay maintenance on a child?
But they're your children.
But you're helping somebody to conceive a child.
Yeah, but it's still you've made the child.
No, you don't know how the whole thing works.
Well, clearly you don't. Anyway, I'm not a sperm donor, but I did have to go a couple of years ago to a... Wasn't it? I don't know what the word... The reproductive centre of the... of a certain hospital. Can't name the hospital.
You can't name the hospital?
I can't.
Why, for legal reasons or something?
No, you'll have Gavin Pepper up there. And why are they giving out porn mags to people? Why are they giving out porn mags? What's going on there? I don't know if you've seen this online, but there's porn mags in doctor surgeries now.
Okay, so you're not naming the surgery.
And one porn mag had an illegal immigrant on the front. Sorry, I'm turning into Jerry Hutch now.
Yeah.
Jerry Hutch, I have a problem with porn mags as well.
So, in this particular surgery, they had porn mags.
To get you aroused. So I had to donate. They wanted to see how good my swimmers were.
Or not.
Or not, as the case may be, okay?
Yes.
So I don't know, have you ever had your swimmers checked?
No.
Although your swimmers wouldn't win the Olympics.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Your swimmers would be like, have you ever seen the Olympics, the swimmer that hasn't even left?
So I've never had to donate, as you put it, in that way.
Yeah.
That must be a bit weird. So you rock into the place, yeah?
Well, I don't really want to go into the details of...
I know, but I'm imagining the details now. So you walk in, they hand you a dirty mag, and you go in and you whack one off, and you bring it back out in a little jar. Ew.
So, I don't want to...
I'd say that's horrendous.
I don't want to delve too much into this, because it's...
Well, no, I've just paraphrased the whole...
No, but that's not what happened at all.
What?
So I was asked to get my... I don't even like the S word. Can we come up with a different word for it?
What?
Jizz.
Jizz?
Jizz, yeah. I don't like the SP or...
You're telling me you went into a clinic and the doctor or the nurse said, will you give me some jizz? No. I don't think they said that.
Oh, they use the S word. I hate the S word. It's my icky word.
Spunk.
It's even worse. The way you said it, like a school child, like spunk. Spunk. I had to give a jizz.
That's not what they asked for. No. What did they ask for?
I had to get my jizz tested. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was asked to go into the reproductive section of a certain hospital in Dublin City.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yep.
At 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
Got it.
And I went in, and it's all very... For those of you lads who've ever done this, I'm sure... Anyway, I was hemming and hawing about it, and my wife... did the usual thing that women do. I had to get a smear test. Have you any idea what a smear test is? And I said, no, because I don't have a vagina, so I don't need to have a smear test. But if I did have a vagina, I would walk in for a smear test like Conor McGregor walks. You know, like that with the arms out. How's it going? Smear me twice. Smear me twice.
Anyway, so come on, you had to give a donation.
So you go into the room and there is a selection of magazines there. Now, first of all, you realise that you're using a magazine that probably has the jizz of 100 men on it.
Stop it now, stop.
Stop it, it does. There's a lot of jizz on the magazine.
Jesus.
They don't change the magazines every day, which they probably should do. Although it's hard to get a...
Now I can't get that image out of my head.
But it's hard to get a jizz mag nowadays.
So how
where would you get a jizz mag?
I don't know.
Where would you buy a jizz mag?
I've never heard them called that.
Neither have I. So I went into the room, guys, and there's a very small avenue of time that you have to get it done. So you literally have to be in and out in 5 minutes. Because you can't have a load of lads queuing up. Like, it's an In-N-Out job.
Right, In-N-Out.
Like In-N-Out Burger, yeah? In-N-Out Burger. So, unfortunately, due to the sterile environment of the room,
yeah,
I couldn't...
Perform.
I couldn't perform.
Oh, that's a bit of... So did you have to go back out to the nurse and say...
So I'm in there and...
Nilaine Jizzagum.
The mag is there.
Yeah.
Some of the women in there were a bit fat. Maybe that was the reason. Get jizz mags with skinny women. And Rebecca says, I'm going to be sick.
Well, yeah, don't blame me, Rebecca.
I nearly was as well.
So are you telling me you couldn't leave a deposit?
I couldn't leave a deposit.
What did you say?
That is the God honest truth. I could not actually perform.
Did you have to go back out and
say? Because it's not a natural environment. Who whacks off in a hospital?
I know.
Now, there's many places probably you have done.
But like not a hospital,
confession
yeah.
box.
Really?
Yeah. No, not me, you.
No.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I think you did. The back of the 46A on the night link on the way home, but I just couldn't do it because it wasn't a natural environment for me to do it in. And
did you have to go back out and say I can't do it?
Yeah, so I went back out to her and I had to say
Nilaine Jizzagum.
And I ended up having to do it at home. But then you only have a certain amount of time before the jizz dies.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't say alive forever, head. What do you think if I put jizz on the table here?
So you will not. Let's move on. No, stop it.
Anyway, I had to do it at home, but then you only have a small amount of time that you have to get it to the hospital before it becomes gloopy, I suppose. Is that a word, gloopy?
I don't know. So I've never had to make such a donation.
Well, it's horrific. I'd take 10 smear tests before I do that again, I have to say. So I had to drive all across the city, yeah, with the little jar, a jug. But it's not a jug. That's ridiculous. That'd be in a jug. A little jar. What's it called? A specimen jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving across breaking red lights and driving up on paths and stuff like that to get the jizz there before the jizz died.
That's a lovely conversation.
Anyway, the bottom line is I did have very, very healthy sperm. They measure per units.
Oh, is this not since you got the chuk, 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 chuk?
No, this is before.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this is before. It's something every man should do, get your jizz checked. That should be an ad campaign, actually. Can we do a jingle for it?
Get your jizz checked.
Jesus. This is human anatomy, Adrian.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon.
Sorry, Damien says, Jeremy, could you not ask the nurse to give you a hand? Now, Damien, that is a fair and honest question and a valid question. But one of the things that actually turned me off was she was like the matron in the old movies.
Oh, really?
She had whiskers and stuff.
Stop.
She had about seven chins. Sorry. No, you're going to have to perform your little action into that jar there. So, Damien, in answer to your question, I'd rather Adrian help me dick than this one.
You're grand.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
No, the job's done now.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
You may have noticed that the woman sitting beside me, or man, we're not quite sure of the gender, has quite a croaky voice. I've never said this about you before, so I'm going to say it for the first time ever, and I'll never
turn you on.
Today you actually are. Yeah, the husky voice. I don't normally like a woman with a husky voice.
Yeah, I'm hoping it will stay like that. I think it's my voice. It was very bad last week.
How's your box?
My box, it's not affected by my voice, thankfully. It's not husky.
No, but is your box raw?
What?
Your voice box.
So what are you talking? Oh dear. Yeah, no.
Yes, how's your box?
I sound very sexy.
Is your box raw?
My box is a bit sore.
Yeah, it sounds like
If it takes too much of a big load, it's just, yeah.
I think you might have strep A. What's it called?
Strep A.
Strep
A. Thanks.
Strep A cockles. Strep A cockles. What's it called?
Strap a cock.
What's
in.
It called?
Afternoon, guys. Huh?
Strapococcus. So can you close that door, actually, because there's a lot of noise in the background.
Sorry.
Thank you. There you go.
Streptococcal anyway. Or something. I don't know what it's called.
Do men like women with a husky voice?
I used to work with a girl in the last radio station.
Don't name names.
No. Her voice is amazing. She wasn't on air. But Jesus, if there's a person who should be on air, her voice was made.
Did she have
her.
A husky voice?
Oh, so sexy.
Really?
Oh, such a sexy husky voice.
Because I think a sexy husky voice in a man is sexy, isn't it?
Do you know whose voice I love? Oh my God, it's the ultimate ultimate radio voice. What's his name? He does the voiceovers for The Old Place.
The voice
Emmett something.
No idea.
Radio voice. He does voiceovers on radio.
By the way,
Emmett Kirwan.
No, by the way, could you do me a favor?
What?
Should you get your nails done?
Oh. Yeah. I took all my nails off.
I know. This is a podcast, guys.
Hang on. No, wait. Play this guy's voice. He came in once the last radio station.
I don't have his voice. How can I get his voice?
I don't know, but he's a voiceover. His voice is just, he has the best radio voice on the planet.
Oh, I'd say I have the best radio voice.
Face for radio.
Anyway, Katie came in today to record this podcast, and this won't affect you guys because it's a podcast, so it's audio, so you don't get to see it.
I don't have my nails.
But the one thing that I like on a woman and that I require on a woman.
Acrylics.
The one thing that I require on a woman, yeah, is good nails.
Yeah, well, just
my pet. Hey, well, don't just
Jeremy, I'm sorry for you, but I had to take them off because they break and then they pull your nail off with them. Any woman knows the struggle.
So the one thing I would say about my wife is that her nails are always. So because of her job, she wasn't able to have nails before.
Is she not working now? Lazy son of a bitch.
Fleabag, yeah. She's lost work.
Wait, are you about to say she can have nails now because she doesn't work? Oh my God.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So, Darren said Dara's voice. Yes,
yeah, he really has a hard-on for Dara.
Oh, I doubt that man has had a hard-on.
No, fairness, she
years.
Is a cracker.
Yeah, Dara,
let's
if you're...
be honest.
Well, looks-wise.
I really have a hard-on for her.
Really?
Woman.
Oh, don't be giving her a big head.
We were talking about tattoos last week and she sent a picture and...
She covered
herself,
them.
Covered, but she's an absolute beauty.
Yeah, Dara Hank has a voice like that, man. Dara.
That's not the way
I have
she
tattoos.
Talks.
Yeah.
That's not the way she talks.
Yeah, Jeremy, why do you hate women?
Anyway, the one thing I would say about my wife, as you know, because of her job, we can't get into GDPR, but my wife...
You've said before on this show what your wife does.
Doesn't matter, but we won't repeat it. Because of the job she does...
She has to stick her finger up bum-bums.
Because of the job she does, she wasn't able to have nails done because she's a veterinary nurse and they don't stick their fingers up cats unless the cat asks for it. And that's an extra charge, okay?
Does she actually have to stick her fingers
no,
up?
No, she does. Why would she have? Why would you have to do that to any animal?
To check for lumps
no, you don't have to check for lumps. No,
okay.
They have MRIs or whatever. She's never had her finger up a cat's bum, okay? Anyway, they changed the rule for veterinary now. That now if you work in veterinary, you can have your nails done.
Oh.
So they changed that a couple of years ago. So now she has beautiful nails and I've become a nail man. And I have to be honest with you, Katie, and I'm glad this is audio and not video. Your nails are vile.
I don't bite my nails.
They're literally disgusting. There's bits of clay underneath them.
No, there's not.
There's a bit of poo under your thumb.
Ew.
There's a bit of poo under your thumb.
There's
absolutely disgusting.
I have to take my nails off because what happens is any woman knows who gets the acrylics done, they grow halfway out. And if you can't get them filled in because you work or you can't get an appointment, they look fucking awful. So you have to take them off and then wait. Do you know what I'm going to go with, though? Maybe you've heard of this. You having a wife now. Buy up. This is the way forward with nails.
Okay.
So it's like it builds on your natural nail. So, sorry, my boy, you brought up the topic. I actually was going to talk about something way more important.
All I'm saying, girls.
Oh, Jeremy, put it. You fucking, they'll sort their nails when you sort your face. We have to go around looking at your face. What are you going to do about
nothing
that?
Nothing I can do about
your
my face.
Your receding hairline.
Nothing.
Your bad choice of clothes.
All I'm saying
you're
is,
pathetic.
Ladies,
you look
do
like,
not underestimate.
You look like a German pervert.
A German pervert.
Yes, you look like a German pervert.
If
you
were
to, you look like Hans shouldn't have had his Hans somewhere. If there was a dictionary with an insert German pervert, your face would be beside it. You would literally, you look German and you look like a perv.
Do you know what the German for KY jelly is, by the way? This is true, you can look this up. So you know what KY jelly is?
Yes.
I say you use it by the bucket load. I say literally does Amazon deliveries every day.
KY jelly is not just used for that, Jeremy.
Okay, but
KY jelly has plenty of
the German uses. Word for KY jelly. This is true. You can look this up. You can Google this. Is Dick Schleider.
No, it's not. It's actually true. No, it's not.
That's actually true.
Stop. No, it's
that's
not.
Actually true.
No.
If you look up a German dick, if you got a German dictionary there in your press, she's Googling it.
No, you're messing.
Yes,
me.
No, that is actually true. If you look it up, yeah. Look it up now. Google it and see. So look up the German for KY jelly.
Oh my God, it is.
Who knew?
You still look like a German pervert, though.
Who knew that the German word for KY jelly is Dickschleider? Isn't that bizarre? Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
So for those of you who...
I did not know that. That's very interesting. Thanks for that.
Sorry, what's Dave saying? Jer's hairline looks more like a model for coastal erosion. Oh, sorry, Dave. I'll come back with a retort for that after I've counted all your chins and bellies. There you go.
Oh, way, Jeremy. Typical.
Yeah,
typical.
I'll count all your chins and
no,
bellies first.
No, Jeremy, no. You look like a fucking Q-tip.
Anyway, can I ask you a question,
what?
All of you? How do you feel about... Have you ever used a portable toilet, a port-a-loo?
Like a toilet you carry around with you?
Okay, but like that doesn't exist. That doesn't actually exist.
What do you mean a portable toilet?
Have any of you listened to this?
Oh, like the things that are at festivals?
Yes, have you ever used
them? No.
So the reason I'm saying that is I was asked to go, I was given free tickets to go along to Electric Picnic this year.
Jeremy the German pervert at Electric Picnic, yeah, okay.
Okay, and I've used a portable toilet only once in my life, and it was at Oxygen. Remember Oxygen?
Yeah.
Remember the?
Oh, did you go to Oxygen?
I did. I went to see the Black Eyed Peas. Okay. And it was... Oh, what's wrong?
Just so you have a vision of you at Oxygen.
There was lots of dick slider going on there, wasn't there? Lots of KY jelly.
I'd say it was more hand slider, Jeremy, for
anyway,
you.
I don't think I can go because I can't... A poor? Is that the word?
You're a journalist. A poor means hate.
Okay, I abhor.
Are you a poor?
The yes. idea of...
You can't abide.
By the way, you're the woman that thought the expression was a damp squid.
So by the way, she you literally thought it was 15 a damp, years ago now, what are you doing?
It was a damp octopus.
What are you doing compared to what am I doing?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Anyway, I abhor the idea of sitting on the toilet and doing a poo. Yeah? That's wrong.
You went to college.
Yes.
You studied.
Studied
journalism.
Journalism, yeah.
And you're sitting here telling our listeners about how you do not like to defecate.
No, I can't. I can barely. So the last time I went to Oxygen and I knew there was port-a-loos, I have a phobia about going to the toilet in a port-a-loo. I find them disgusting.
They are disgusting. They are vile. Yeah.
So what I did before I went to Oxygen was I took food that doesn't come out too easy, if that makes sense. No, I ate a load of food that slow processing food, it's called. Food that doesn't...
Like what? What is slow processing food?
Legumes. Do you know what a legume
legumes
is?
Legumes are the worst.
No.
They're very fibrous.
No, legumes. By the way, you haven't seen a legume since the 80s. Would you stop?
A legume is a pea.
It would be part
or
of
Or like a chickpea or...
Hang on. Legume family. Hang on a second. What's in the legume family? Oh, yes, you're right, Katie. A pea is a legume. A carrot is a legume. A chickpea is a legume, yeah, and green beans. So anything
that's all very fibrous.
No, legumes, they work through your anus quite slowly and your rectum. So if you go to a gig and you like, I don't mind doing.
Why are we spending 10 minutes talking about your defecation?
What I'm saying is, I want to know how people feel about portable toilets. How do you feel about it? Vanessa says you can bring your own portable toilet. Argos do them. Well,
we don't have
Argos
anymore.
Sorry, Vanessa, 2015 rang.
She's like, not living here anymore.
Doesn't matter. Argos is gone. But I just could not do a poo in a portable toilet. So...
Do you know what you should have done?
What?
You know what you should have done? You should have... When you go for a colonoscopy, you get this drink that clears yourself out. Nothing left in the system.
Okay.
You should have gone and gotten that.
But then you'll feel hungry.
Do that before you get home.
So it's like...
You get drunk quicker.
Is it an anal flush?
It's not a... What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. I've never heard of it.
Oh, what's the word for when you clean out your ass?
A great Saturday
what's
night.
What's the word for like... It's a medical process for like literally cleaning out your ass.
I don't know.
You know the one.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a medical procedure. People get it done.
Darren says taking a stool. I don't talk about stools is the most natural thing in the world. Yes, but not in a portable toilet. I have a big problem.
No, it's not anal douching or rectal douching.
Anal douching? Oh,
no. No, but there's a word.
How is this podcast not being cancelled? How does it even get
for
listeners?
A colon, it's called a colon cleansing.
A colonoscopy,
but
is it?
No, it's not a colonoscopy. It's not a colonoscopy.
Oh, the thing where you get the jet spray up, the Karcher.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
Karcher power washer. Yes, what's it called?
No, it's not an enema. It begins with D. I know it begins with D,
terrified.
But I'm going to say derogation, but it's not a derogation.
No.
No.
Spray up your bum. I'm terrified.
Let's see what comes up.
I'm terrified of what's going to come up. A B-day share?
No,
not a B-day share. It doesn't matter.
It does matter because it's going to annoy me. It's a procedure beginning with D. It's not an enema. It's not. It's a medical procedure.
Oh, you're thinking about colonic irrigation.
Colonic irrigation.
Yeah.
Why did I think it began with D then? That's weird. But that's the one.
Yeah, colonic irrigation.
You might feel amazing after one.
Really?
Yeah, apparently you feel like a new person. Bloating, cramps, all that.
I don't know if I could sit there with someone putting a tube up my backside, to be honest with you.
I don't think the app has lifted there, Jeremy.
You what?
Messages coming in about
No, it has. It has, yeah. It's up and work. Anyway, I'm glad that I'm not the only one that completely
abhors.
That I'm not the only one that abhors public toilets. I just couldn't go. Could you go? Could you do?
No, I couldn't even do number one.
Could you not?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go near one, no.
Why?
They're rotten.
But no, I don't know the workings of a woman's...
I'd rather literally take a wee in a field.
No, I don't know the workings of a woman's private parts.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't know about the plumbing down there. No, I don't know what the story is.
I'd imagine not.
But can a woman not hover?
A woman can hover, but even still, I'd rather hover in a field somewhere than hover in one of those smelly oaks.
But when you close the door of the port-a-loo and it's just like... And there's like gaps in the at the top of there. People can look in at you doing your business and stuff like that.
What you think? You think people want to watch you? No. Taking a shit.
No. Anyway, I just could not go to a festival. Have you ever been to a festival?
I have been to a festival.
Which
I've been to a couple of festivals.
Which festival?
Fairy House.
No, you're not a
festival. Fairy House and stuff.
You're not a festival.
I'm not
woman.
A festival woman because I just don't like the idea of not being able to shower and camping and muck and all that. That wouldn't be for me.
But you have the nails for festival.
No, I don't have the nails for festival. My nails are literally, look, they're all dry because I'm pulling off my nails. Do you know how much it costs to get a set of nails?
No, don't care. My wife does them.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does it as a side hustle.
That woman doesn't do, besides you.
Cook dinner for me. Bake a cake.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions. Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Katie, my researcher here, was just telling me before we pressed record that it's 10 years since the marriage equality. Now, can I say something about the marriage equality?
Well, I can, come on, give us your insights.
Jeremy's about to get cancelled. No, it's nothing like that.
Okay.
I voted yes.
Yes, okay. So obviously.
In fact, I found my badge at home the other day. Tall.
What was a no to yes? Can you remember what was the...
About 64.
That is crazy. That yeah, no, so many no's still. Like in 2015.
They were all in Roscommon.
2015.
So Roscommon was the only... No, they were.
The homophobic nation of Ireland.
Yeah, like if it was a vote to marry your brother,
I can't believe it
yes.
even had to go... Looking back, like I know it's completely off topic, but I can't believe it even had to go to a vote. Like who gives a fuck who marries who? Do you know what I mean?
Because it was a constitutional thing. But anyway, yeah, I voted yes. You voted yes.
Yeah.
There was never a question that I wasn't going to vote yes. Mm-hmm. But there was one person on myself and Katie know that should remain nameless, and he's of the homosexual variety.
Okay.
Yeah, he's of the homosexual variety.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, hang on, I have to write it down. Don't say this person's name.
No, but I'm sure you'll, as the story progresses.
Oh, well, then I won't write it down. Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I get it. Go on.
Anyway, you get nothing.
No,
anyway,
I don't.
During the run-up to the same-sex referendum, he was out putting up posters, vote yes, vote yes. He was a big campaigner for the
P.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a big campaigner for the yes vote.
Yeah.
And
he was brilliant, actually.
In fairness to him,
he was fantastic.
He was working round the clock. He was putting posters up.
He was amazing.
Gays deserve rights.
He nearly became the face of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally pushing it across the line, asking everybody to vote yes.
Did he get married?
And he never bloody got married after all that. He literally...
I don't think it was about actually getting married for him. I think it was just about having equal
No, it doesn't
rights.
Matter. I have a big problem with the gays who didn't get married.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sorry.
But it's the straight people who are in relationships who don't get married.
But we didn't have to vote for it. What I'm saying is all...
It's not about them wanting to get married. No, it's wanting to be treated the same way as the rest of society. But when you not to be treated like outcasts.
But when you get the right, use the right. Yeah.
But some people just don't
That's
want
like
to.
You, Casey. Casey's like that, by the way. Casey's like that, can I just say. Casey gets invited to... She, Casey moans when she doesn't get invited
no,
to
things. No, I don't. Listen, she, no, you, I you don't do. Want...
Mama's not invited. No, and then no, when she gets no, invited listen, to things, she doesn't turn up.
I...
You are the gay referendum. You are literally the gay referendum.
I am happier not getting invited to things. I just want to do my shit and go home.
All I'm saying is, four homosexual gentlemen that I know, yes...
What about homosexual ladies?
I don't know any homosexual ladies.
Four. Why are there more gay men than women? Do you ever notice that? I know like so many gay men, but I don't know so many gay women.
Do I know any lesbonics?
We lesbians? Know your one. Remember your one who was staring at your one's ass when she was bent over?
You can't say that out loud. Oh yeah, she was dribbling, wasn't she?
You were bent over in front. Yeah. In fairness, if you're going to stare at someone's ass and dribble, if I were a lesbian, that would be the person for
no
me
names,
too.
No names.
No.
Anyway, all I'm saying is I have a lot of gay friends. I'm big in the gay community. And four of my gay friends who were what's on now?
Look at Shoshi's.
Shoshi is not that man's name, by the way. It's Joe. Joseph.
Shoshi on face.
Joseph, that's the Irish, you fool.
Oh, was.
No, don't get sidetracked. Yes, no, I look.
Look at his car.
Yes, I look like I'm going fishing, but that won't matter. Most people won't even get that because it's a podcast, it's audio. So move on, Casey. Casey gets so easily sidetracked. You're like my daughter.
Shoshi. Jeremy.
Joseph.
It's Shoshi.
Oh, whatever.
Jeremy, you look like you're ready for a fishing trip.
Yes, I look like I'm going fishing. It is. Yeah, I am actually. Now, that's not far from the truth because on the way home, my wife just texted me.
Said to get fish.
Yeah, that's the only message I get from my wife.
Oh, Emma. Emma says, this big gay will see you on Saturday night, Big J.
But she's not a friend. I wouldn't even call her an acquaintance. Well, no, I wouldn't. But she is of the taco variety, is Emma. Emma is a big fan of Mexican food. Loves the burrito.
Okay.
Loves the taco. Anyway, my four gay friends that were always at me and they were like, come on, you got to vote yes, which I was always going to do. They're all still unmarried. So what was the point of it?
It wasn't about getting married.
Well, it was about having the same...
It was making a point that they shouldn't have to, you know, go through loops and hoops to get married. They should be able to get married.
So who's going through their hoop to get married? That happens after you get married. You go through the hoop.
I'm still laughing at the Jeremy looks like he's going fishing.
But it's a visual gag. Visual gags don't work on
the
podcast.
So you're wearing you do look like you're going fishing. You're wearing a cap that looks like a fishing cap. You're wearing what do they call it? A body warmer?
Warmer.
It looks like a life jacket.
A life jacket? Oh, sorry, that sounds like Fred West. Isn't that that's the way you Fred... I didn't realise that Fred West talks like that. I'm watching Fred West. I'm fascinated.
That's really good.
Well, I'm fascinated with Fred West at the moment.
That's a really good accent.
I could be a serial. So you're watching it as well.
Yeah, but I haven't watched much for it. Don't tell me what happens.
He's obviously a scumbag rapist, paedophile, murderer.
I know that he's murdered people, but I don't know the full story. So Jeremy was actually trying to spoil it for me yesterday.
Well, he's dead. That's not spoiling the thing.
I did not know that.
How did you not know Fred West was dead? He killed himself rather than face the music.
I wanted to watch. Now you've ruined it for me.
Anyway, I've never heard... Fred West speaking before. But
all the clips are of him talking.
But it's clips and he's like, oh, he didn't mean to kill those people, so I didn't.
Do you want to give me any more spoilers?
Well, he did kill people.
People, and now I know he's dead. I did not know he was dead.
Yeah, he buried them in the patio under the door.
Don't tell me what happens to Rose, because I need to know.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, now you've just told me she was involved as well. That's great. No point watching her now.
Well, no, she's a bitch. That's fair to say. Anyway, he talks like that and I never knew he had an accent from. What part of England is that from?
That sounds like it's Welsh.
No, well, Wales isn't in England.
No, but it sounds like a Welsh accent.
No, he's... No.
That sounds like what you're doing is a Welsh accent.
No, it's not that accent. It's Yorkshire, isn't it? You are. I buried him in the patio, so he did.
It's really quite chilling, though, the clips where you hear him and he's laughing about it.
Nah, he's a...
And then they find bones and... It's fascinating. True crime is the most interesting thing ever. I love all my Netflix is all true crime.
Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't watched it yet, Fred is dead. Rose is doing life in prison.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Well, you hardly thought
Jesus
she got...
Jesus Christ, Jeremy!
You hardly thought they let her away with it.
I don't remember.
I knew
of the West, but I don't know the story in detail, because when did this happen? What year was their conviction?
95.
I was only 5. So this, to me, is a brand new story to a point. I did not know any of that. Now I know he's dead and she goes to prison. That's great. No need to watch it now.
I love
how many
you.
People they kill, you might as well tell me.
I love you till the day I die, Rose.
How many people do they kill?
Too many. Way too. Children, babies, arts.
All women.
It's dark.
I know it's dark.
It's a dark program.
I know it's dark, but I wanted to watch it without spoilers.
But you know, that's like me telling you now, don't watch Titanic because the ship sinks. Oh, I didn't know the ship sank, so I didn't die.
But I've seen the Titanic movie, so I know what happens. You have to ruin it for me, and I told you yesterday not to ruin it for me. I didn't want any spoilers.
So you thought at the end of this documentary that it was all going to end good or something like that?
No, but I didn't know what happened.
So Fred's working in a supermarket in England now or something
like that? I didn't know if Rose would be convicted.
The yogurt is on aisle number three.
Aisle
number
three, the yogurt. Now, so now that's my watch viewing for tonight gone. That's great. That's brilliant.
Well, then I can tell you everything else that happened. So Rose is still alive. Rotten in a cell where she belongs.
Right.
Fred.
How many people was it in the end?
Oh, way too many. I don't know.
Why did they do it?
Well, there's a second documentary that I'm watching at the moment all about why they became... So, God love her. Now, in fairness to her, she's a scumbag. But she was abused as a kid as well. So
that doesn't...
No, I'm not saying, but she was...
God love her.
And he apparently had brain damage because he fell on his head. And that made him a bit... But anyway, absolute scumbags. So I've just saved you an hour of your life not having to watch it.
Thanks for the spoilers, Jeremy, for God's sake.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Why did that get so dark? We were supposed to be having fun and games. Why did you have to mention Fred West?
You mentioned Fred West. You're obsessed with Fred West.
I am.
You've brought him up a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I'm digging up your patio.
Will you actually? Because there's a load of weeds. No, literally, I put down weed killer and the weeds come up straight away.
Katie probably thinks they're making a Titanic 2. No, I don't. Look, I knew
about
Fred.
Sorry, there is actually a Titanic 2.
Is there a second Titanic movie?
Yes, yeah.
Is it based on reality?
No. But there is a second Titanic.
No, there's not.
There is.
No.
There is. It was on telly over Christmas. Hang on. Titanic 2. Yeah, it came out in 2010.
And what happens in it?
Oh, sure. If I tell you that, you're going to say you're ruined. If you want to watch Titanic 2, I'm not making this up, by the way. Titanic 2 is a 2010 drama disaster movie. It's not a sequel to the 1997 movie. It's set on a ship called the Titanic that sets off 100 years after the original ship's maiden voyage. And there's zombies on board, I think. So think of Titanic, but Jack is a zombie.
It's an apocalyptic.
Jeez.
What was that?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.